Great. So thank you so much for having me here. This is like a really big pleasure for me. So I just kind of wanted to cut to the chase here, and so I got my little cheat sheet here, kind of go over some things with you that I've learned over my life. And, you know, starting with, you know, my accident, which I was 20 years old. It was 10 days before I turned 21. And that was like, you know, kind of the first obstacle. And it was a really big challenge and obstacle in my life. And one of the things that came out of that at that time was just the experience, and I'm going to use this word, of being disorientated. And I think that's one of the things that comes up with obstacles and challenges as you go from what your life is to, in a matter of seconds or minutes, like for me, I don't know anything. And I don't know what is going to be my life. And so through going through that process at such a young age, I think it gave me a lot of strength and know-how to continue through my life to overcome obstacles or to be able to deal with obstacles. So I just wanted to share some of those things with you this evening, because I think all of us in here, you know, we all have obstacles, and I guess one of the things I've learned is they never stop. So, you know, there's, you know, mine started at 20, and I just keep going through them. So I've come to realize it's just part of our life is challenges and obstacles, but the way that we deal with them can either make our lives really amazing, or it can make our lives maybe very miserable. So one of the first things is, back to this disorientation, is to feel the feelings that come up. And I think a lot of feelings come up when things are going on, and you can have a combination of feelings. Sometimes you're angry, sad, frustrated, don't even understand, like me, what just happened to me. You know, I went from riding my bike to being in the hospital and in constant pain. And like, okay, what is my life going to be like now? So a lot of feelings come up. So I think it's really important to feel your feelings, to recognize them, but also don't let them, I'm going to use the word, take you hostage. So don't let them run you. You just become aware of them, and they change all the time. But your feelings are really important. And then the next category is about exercise. And so I have attached to my flyer a little article that I loved. It came out in Self Magazine, I think in April. And for me, exercise is really important. It's so much of my life, because it talks about in there, it makes you a happier person. So whether it's walking or riding a horse or going to the gym or hiking or running, whatever your choice is, the minute you exercise, and this is what's in the article, is actually changes the neurochemicals in your brain. And that's the big thing, is that it actually creates different neurochemicals that make you feel happy, make you feel calm, make you feel centered. And for me, those things make me a better person. And that's what I'm most interested for myself, is that if I'm a better person, I'm going to affect people in a better way that I interact with in my life. So for me, I just can't not start the day by doing something, some form of exercise. It kind of sets the tone for my whole day. And like I said, it can just be a walk. It doesn't have to be, and that's what's nice in the article, because it shows what happens in the brain just for 20 minutes of walking. So I think, you know, for me, that has really been something in my whole life that is, I've really relied on in my whole life. And not just to be happy, but I've got some other things that I think it does for you. So besides being happy, as I mentioned, I think it makes you feel centered and calmer. And for me, it allows me, I believe, to respond better to people throughout my day. And we're interacting with one another all day long. And so how we respond, you know, how the other person registers or reads us, is a lot about how things are going to happen. So if I'm irritable and frustrated and not feeling good, that's probably not going to carry over so well. So when I exercise or do something that makes me feel that centered feeling, I feel like I respond to the world better. And then I'm happier with myself, because I feel like I'm responding better. And then within that too is, then I just feel good about myself. And I think one of the hardest things, especially as a woman, and I really think we're challenged with this every year, I feel like it gets harder and harder, is just to love ourselves and feel good about ourselves. I mean, we're bombarded with magazines, with, you know, pictures of women being super fit and this and that. And so it's so easy for us to come down on ourselves. So if I exercise first thing in the morning, no matter how bad the day is, and it can go bad, I can always say, at least I did that walk for myself. And learning to build myself up, because we're so, you know, capable of tearing ourselves down. Does that make sense? You know, and being critical. And I find for me, if I wait to the end of the day, it's just not going to happen. Because I mean, you know, like sometimes I can go and check my email and I've got two or three emails that already set the tone, right? And I've just learned over life, I just don't respond. And that's another important thing, wait. When you're feeling uncomfortable, I wait. And I didn't used to know how to do that. And I'll go out for my run, or I'll go for a walk, or I'll go back to the gym, and then I come and I read that email, and I'm just in a better place. So, and then I just am more positive about myself. But if I wait to the end of the day, I just know it's just not going to happen. I'm just not as good at the end of the day. So, and so then that kind of leads to, with responses, is relationships. And again, I feel like we're relating to one another all day long. We've either got spouses or girlfriends or roommates or siblings or kids or parents and coworkers, and right, we're in a world of relationships. So if I'm feeling on top of myself and positive, I'm more likely going to respond to relationships better. I know I'm a way better mom, for example. And you know, like one of the things when I went through my divorce, so I've been through so many challenges, but divorce is one that maybe many of you ladies have been through, or a separation or a loss of somebody in your life. But that's when I really took to heart exercising. And I'm really grateful my parents bought me at that time a treadmill, because my daughter was too young for me to go out on the street. So at least I went downstairs in the basement, and every morning I ran. And I just felt like that was really the beginning, when I felt like this is going to make it for me to be able to cope with what I'm faced with right now. And I never really grasped it till many years later here, that how important that was for me. So relationships. Okay, the next thing. I think this is a really important thing is, so this is another category outside of exercise, but I think what's really important is knowing you're not alone. And I think very often when we're going through something, we think, oh my God, you know, I'm the only one. Nobody else could be going maybe through this way. And that's probably true, because all of our stories are unique. But all of us are faced with obstacles and challenges. And I'm sure all of you have great stories like me of things that you've overcome, as well as I have. I think realizing you're not alone is really important, and that leads to reaching out to people and gathering a lot of information. So that's something over the course of my life I got really good at. When I had my accident, they said, you're never going to run again. You're never going to have children. You're never going to be doing this stuff. When you're 20 years old, hearing a lot of nevers is pretty shocking. So I was determined to look outside of the box, and I learned at a young age how to gather information and find other resources, find other people. So I think that's just a really important tool. And then within that is to allow people to help you. And that was my hardest challenge of everything. So the lady in the back, Katie here, is probably gave me the biggest gift of that. When I moved here, I didn't know really how I wanted to change my career and continue my work. And I was used to doing it all. And I'm sure there's many of you in the audience here that are used to doing it all. We're strong as women, and we think we need to do it all. And yet, I didn't really know how to do it all. And I didn't know how to ask. And then I met Katie, and it was a huge leap for me in my life to turn everything over to Katie and to trust in another person and just say, I don't have to do it all. And what my issue for that was a sense of failure. I had attached that I would be a failure if I didn't do it all. And that was huge, what this lady in the back has done for me, because I learned to let go. I learned to let somebody else help me. And in helping me, you realize people actually love you. And you love them back because they're helping you. So when you're going through a challenge or an obstacle, reach out, connect to other women, connect to other people, whether it's a person, whether it's a group, and let people help you. Let somebody in, because you don't, it doesn't mean you're a failure. You just don't have to do it all on your own. And then two last things. One is, I think it's always great to enter something new for yourself. So it's a great distraction. Maybe take up a hobby, you know. I know, like Pam knits, and you know, and sometimes you might not find the right fit right away, but it's good to just kind of go out and try something. Like I paint, you know, painting, knitting, crossword puzzles. It's a great distraction, and again, it gives you a way of feeling positive about yourself. And then the last thing is, I think which is so important, is to just have a lot of trust and belief. And just believe that no matter what, how bad it might seem in the moment, something good will come out of it. And that's really when I had my accident when I was 20 years old. Never would I have dreamed that my whole life, it changed. It was like just getting on a whole new freeway, and that I'd be doing what I'm doing in my life now. You know, I mean, I was on a whole different path. And yet, if I hadn't had that accident, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm actually always very grateful for what happened to me, because it's given me so much strength and growth. And like I said, I never dreamed I'd be in the place that I am in life and helping the people that I've helped in my life. So I think just always believe and know that on the other side, there will be a gift there for you, and to just really trust that. So anyways, that's it. And I hope you enjoyed what I had to say, and I hope you enjoy the article. There's also a little brochure about myself and what I do here in the community, as well as right now nationwide, worldwide. So, and please feel free to talk to me afterwards. So thank you.
Q&A after Claire talks, so hold your questions for Sharon as well as Claire, and then we'll do Q&A right after that. So our next speaker, and we are right on time for those of you that were
right. I was short.
We're right on time today. Claire Kunis, who's right here to my left, is an executive coach and organizational development consultant specializing in leadership and team development. As an imaginative thinker and student of life, Claire brings creativity, insight, and energy to her work with clients.